Turn your Bibles to Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2. If you didn't bring a Bible, you'll find the words on the screen, but obviously it's wonderful to be able to follow along throughout the sermon. So we're turning to Philippians chapter 2. And we'll read the first 11 verses together. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. Well, I invite Bert up. Bert's one of our own, and he used to be a pastor here at Riverbank. It's lovely to have you preach. Thanks, Bert.
Indeed, it's good to be able to share God's word together. And I was invited to do that. Thought about what to preach about. And you might think I'm an expert in this area of humility. But it's not because of that. But because I'm... indeed, a learner. And this whole theme is a really difficult area in my life, and I guess in your life too, as we get to know our Lord and Saviour and understand him better. Just let me begin by using the English word for humility. It comes from a Latin root, and that Latin root is the same root that's in the word humus, compost. So the stuff that you find under a tree or in a garden, decomposing organic matter, dark in colour if it's wet, and breaking down. You never look at humus looking up, you look at it down on the ground. There's a book called David Copperfield. Some of you may have read it. Charles Dickens wrote that novel. And he describes there a particular character by the name of Uriah Heep. And this man sort of pulled himself up by his bootstraps and trained to be a lawyer. And David Copperfield talks about this man who's a scheming man, Uriah Heep, pretending to be a humble person. He says, "I suppose you're quite a lawyer," I said, after looking at him some time. "Me, Master Copperfield?" said Uriah. "Oh no, I'm a humble person," I'm well aware that I'm the humblest person going, said Uriah Heep modestly. And he's a picture, I don't know, there's lots of movies, plays about this story. Uriah is a groveling man. And we see the pride coming out in everything he does. And it lurks in his heart. And when I think about pride, and when I think about humility, then this is a very difficult area in my life. And as I mentioned, probably in yours. We are self-centered rather than humble. We want people to notice how good we are and kind and generous. So let's think on these verses. And I'd like to do that in 3 points. The first of all is about the same mind. Secondly, looking at the same motivation. And thirdly, the same mission of our Lord. So firstly, it's about a radical change in our thinking so that we have the same mind of Christ. Secondly, it's about a change in our will, our hearts, so that we come to have the same motivation as Jesus. And thirdly, looking at the purpose that we see here for humility, that we'll have the same mission as our Lord. In verse 2 of our text, being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but rather in humility, value others above yourselves. Humility, being like-minded, having the same love. Lowly, like I mentioned that word, humility comes from the same root as humus. Our view of ourselves, says the apostle, is to have that view that's also in Jesus, that he humbled himself. In the very nature of God, in verse 6, he did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. I love to go outside at night and look at the stars, if it's a clear sky, look at the Milky Way. And sometimes if the sky is really dark and there's no clouds, you see hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of stars. It's so beautiful. But really, our Milky Way is not just hundreds, it's 100 billion stars. It's beyond a foggiest understanding, beyond imagination. And there are trillions of galaxies. The Milky Way is just one of them. So, so, so huge. Through Jesus, everything was made, Scripture says. Through him, everything was spoken into being. Jesus, in the very nature God, we read in our text, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. I don't think anyone will fully understand that phrase. He made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. He watches over you. The scripture says he will not slumber and he will not sleep. And yet the Son of Man was so tired, he even could sleep in a boat in a stormy lake or a storm-tossed water in the lake. The psalmist also says, you open your hands and satisfy the needs of everything. And yet he cried out on the cross, I thirst. He who made all those stars and all those planets and this earth got his own feet dusty and dirty. They had to be washed. The grime of the earth. On the creator of the universe. He breathed into man. He created life. He gave us our senses, and he had to smell the death, the stinking corpse of his friend Lazarus. He's the one who made all these things. He has perfect communion with his Father in heaven, and yet he has to learn as a little baby to talk. He has to learn to say words. He has to learn to read. And he's the author of the Bible. He made the atmosphere. And without all those elements in the atmosphere, there wouldn't be sound waves. In space, there is no sound that can travel. And Jesus spoke and used his own creation to get words to his hearers. He spoke the word of God and he authored the word of God. This is the one we're told. He made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant. He made the red blood cells in our body. And yet, he himself, in his body, he died. And being in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. And that's the supreme expression of the humility, the suffering of Jesus. Very God of very God, born in squalor. He made himself nothing. And we can't grasp even that. How attractive is humility to you and to me? Do you love the one who gave himself for us, who let himself be beaten by sticks and punched in the face, allowed his back to be whipped, and people to spit on him, and then finally humbled to death on the cross? Why did he humble himself to death on a cross? To raise us up to glory. And so when we keep our focus there, we don't talk about our worthiness. We don't talk about our ability, our strength. It's not my behavior that makes God look at me and accept me. But it's the worth of his own Son. And that's what brings us to glory. And that's why Jesus is humbled to death on a cross. Praise be to God. And why is Jesus attractive to you? Why is he attractive to me? Because our rebellious hearts, our deceitful schemes, our sinfulness means that we have no hope without him. My sin and misery have caused him to humble himself, even to death on a cross. And haven't we been reminded of that beautifully today as we celebrated the Lord's Supper in graphic symbols, the poured out blood, the broken body for us. So here we're looking at Jesus. We see him. We see what he did. We see what he accomplished. And we need to change our thinking to have the mind of Christ. And secondly, the motivation is the same motivation. A change. He did it for us, to rescue us. Do I really depend on him? Do I really trust him? Do I see him as my saviour? And I guess that's where I need to think about my motivation. James writes, "Humble yourselves before the Lord and he'll lift you up." Do I do that? Or do I rely on my own resources and my own abilities and my own strength? The Olympics remind us about the ways of the world. It's all about winning. It's all about being the best in the world, the fastest in the world. Or representing your country so that your country can be the best in the Olympics and getting glory. Paul writes to us, have the same mind of Christ, to lose your life. Having the same motivation to rescue sinners. God's people and God's word reminds us about lowliness. Having that motivation, like our Lord who made himself nothing. This is who we follow. Thirdly, tonight we also want to see the same purpose. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and everyone and in heaven on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. To the glory of God the Father. How will he be glorified? That the rule of Christ be extended over this earth. That everyone submits to his lordship. And of course, there's in that text a theme of judgment, because many turn their back on the Son of God. In blindness, they rebel against him. But there's also that theme of missions, isn't there? A theme of reaching the lost for Christ. People who need to see their sin, who need to see what Christ did in taking the form of a servant and becoming nothing in order to save. And in God's economy, the servant of Jesus, his son, He humbled himself, even to cross, even to the cross, so that Jesus was raised to the highest place. And every creature, we're told in this text, every creature will bow before Jesus. Every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. Every language, every person acknowledge Jesus is Lord. And there's only one way, and that's what we're reminded of today, the way of the suffering servant. One way that we come to him, that this one came humbly to save us and rescue us, that we might bow before him and acknowledge him as our Saviour. What do I need to do to be God's child? Reuben said, here in this church, we talk about grace. What do we need to do? Nothing at all but receive Christ. What do I do to be his child? Give lots. Attend frequently. Work really hard. Live your life with Jesus as your Lord. To walk humbly with your God. To live a life of submission to the King. And so as we do that together, bowing the knee to Jesus Christ in all of life, and keeping our focus on him and not on ourselves, on his glory, his worth, and the reason that he came, he humbled himself so that I could be restored. I hope that you see a little bit of humility in my life, but probably not much. I'm still growing, and I guess you're growing too. But we need to encourage one another and remember that this whole world needs to hear of Jesus. This city needs to hear of Jesus. Why he came, why he suffered, and how we can belong to him. And there are many people speaking languages. And in that language, Jesus has not even been named. We all struggle with humility, and we will until the day we die. Don't wait to think that you can be humble enough, because we submit to the one who humbled himself for us. Let me lead you in prayer. Father God, guide our paths. Strengthen us to see who you are. You are the King of Kings. And yet, you sent your Son to live among us. We can't understand the extent and the depth of his humiliation, so that he might raise us to glory. But we thank you for sending him. And we pray that that will ever be our mindset, that we'll not think of our own worth and our own goodness, but have the mind of Christ, who gave up everything to serve, to rescue sinners. Oh, make us desirous to love and serve him and worship him alone. And we remember all the tongues, all the peoples who have yet to hear of this Saviour. For at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow in heaven and on earth. hear our prayer and go with us. That truly we will have that mind of Christ all the days of our life, for Jesus' sake. Amen.